Paul kissed my dirty callous fingers. And May likes this song. Never make one fucking dollar. Leave it for demo tape to be played until it's broken. Then remember it only for what it was. That we gave him hell. 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 That we gave him hell.
You're tuned in to our Solstice Festival preview here on Northland FM. Here in Northumberland, we're gearing up for 100,000 visitors.
69. Stationary traffic on the military road as far back as Greenhead. Can we
and as you can vehicles? See, a bank of heavy cloud is moving in from the North Sea, so better pack your wellies and cagoules if you're heading for the Solstice.
What do you mean we can't get the truck any nearer? There's no way we can dolly this sound system across a bloody field.
And my guest this morning is James Gresham, the Northumberland landowner who is host to this weekend's Solstice Festival.
To get us in the right mood, here's Pulp with a festival classic sorted for ease and whiz.
Resistance by Val McDermott.
We had no idea at the time, but this was where the end began, with Northumberland readying itself for the open-air event of the season. The programme ranged from death metal to Mozart micro-opera. But it wasn't all fun and games. For some people, people like me for instance, Solstice meant work. The artists arrived from all around the globe, trailing their entourages in the wake. The catering crews and stallholders prepared to make a killing from punters who'd been drinking too much, taking questionable drugs, eating unwisely and engaging in regrettable sex. Then there were the journalists, like me, looking for the story, whatever passes for a story in a post-factual world. And really, if you weren't working, who would actually want to be there? Spending a weekend in the rain without adequate sanitation in a farmer's field, miles from the nearest hot bath.
And that was Pope getting us sorted for Solstice.
Now, turn that off, Jamie. It's bad enough that I've got to spend the weekend there without having to listen to that pillock.
Zoe, most people would kill for your job this weekend. Getting paid to hang out with the stars. Best view in the house.
Yeah, right. Mm. You'll get a better view here on the sofa with the kids. Plus, you'll be dry. Oh, Jamie. Remember when I used to do real stories?
I remember. At least celebrity fluff doesn't obsess you the way investigative journalism used to.
It obsessed me, as you put it, because it mattered. Have you seen my power monkey?
It's charging in the kitchen. I plugged it in earlier.
Thank you. I'll miss you guys.
You'll forget we exist as soon as you walk through the door.
You'll forget me more like. Boys' weekend, that's what you three are looking forward to. Pizzas and pop and gaming and gloating because you're not knee-deep in Solstice mud.
Well, there might be a bit of that. Will you see Sam and Lisa?
Always. I've already bagged the back of their van as my office.
What can I get you, though?
Sam and Lisa Shaw. Our best mates. Sharers of childcare, lenders of last resort, and proprietors of Sam's Sausage Sandwiches, a hole-in-the-wall shop in the centre of Newcastle, whose reach was extended in the summer months by a caravan hitched to the back of their car. Solstice had been their biggest payday the year before, because nobody went hungry at Solstice. You couldn't cast the I Ching without hitting a street food stall.
BP, VB and 2PC coming up. You sure I can't tempt you, Zoe? Once this band finishes, it'll go mental. I'll be struggling to keep up with the orders. No time for favours for friends then.
How many times, Sam? You know I'm a vegetarian. After the things that animal rights lot showed me last year.
We've got nut burgers this year, Zoe.
Yeah, cooked on the same grill as the sausages.
In fairness, Zoe, they're next to the sausages, not actually on the same bit of the grill.
No, thanks, but no thanks. I've brought some rice salad.
Rice salad? That'll not put hairs on your chest. More sausage sandwiches, Lisa.
There you go, mate. That'll be £12.
napkins and condiments.
I'll get out of your way before the rush. I'm supposed to be interviewing the teenage heartthrobs on the Hadrian stage. Good luck.
Sounds like you need it more than me. Did you see that, Baz? They fizzing well loved me. Me, Will Honeycomb. They totally did. Did you see them on their feet? They were wetting themselves, fizzing, wetting themselves.
I think that was the rain, Will, not actually wetting themselves.
You are so fizzing literal. That was banging. I'm starving. Why is there nothing to eat here?
You said bourbon and coke. That's what I got. You never said nothing about food.
So what do you think we were going to eat, you turnip? What, they're a Michelin-starred restaurant down the road.
Haha, you never said.
Well, now I'm saying. You had a sausage sandwich earlier, didn't you? When I was doing the sound check. Was it any good?
Yeah, tasty. Pork and apple it was.
So why are you still standing there? Go and get me one. Oh. No, actually, get me three. Different ones. Fancy a bit of variety. You know me.
Oh, yeah. I know you, Will.
One at a time, and you'll all get served. There's plenty to go around. Now, love, what's it to be?
I'd like
I need three different sandwiches. Pronto, darling.
I'm not your darling, and this is a queue, and you're not in it. Now, what was it you were after, love?
We'd like a pork and caramelised onion.
It's for Will Honeycomb. He's just come off stage and he's gagging for something to eat.
What's the problem, Lisa?
Oh, nothing. I've got one hand on. Listen, Sunshine, join the queue like everybody else and I'll serve you. But carry on like this and you can whistle for your bangers.
Did you say it was for Will Honeycomb?
Yeah, I'm his personal assistant.
Oh, wow. Look, me and Tim were at the front of the queue. We'll get your sandwiches with our order.
Oh, thanks. So, there'll be whatever they're having, plus three different sandwiches, if that's all right with you.
Oh, please yourselves. Sam?
They're coming up just as soon as somebody gives me an order.
You don't mind if I record this?
I'll be my guest. No secrets here, young lady.
Mr. Gresham, Solstice is only in its second year, but already it seems to have attracted an enthusiastic following.
Well, that's right. We're looking at hosting over 100,000 visitors this year. And we've got musicians from five continents, you know. It's really putting Northumberland on the music festival map and bringing a lot of cash into the local economy.
And that's always welcome. Is the weather proving a problem?
Well, it's never ideal when you get rain at an outdoor festival, but we're satisfied that we have arrangements in place to prevent the weather interfering with people's enjoyment.
It's already getting pretty muddy underfoot.
And the stewards are laying duck boards as we speak. Now, why don't you join me in a glass of champagne and some canapes? Forget the rain and have some bubbles, eh?
I don't like macaroni.
Do you like it when Mum makes it?
I want bloody.
He means tomato ketchup, Dad.
So go and get the tomato ketchup. Whoa, careful, Max. Nearly spilled your juice. You know your Mum doesn't like it when we eat in the living room. She'll kill us if we make a mess.
What?
Now,
freedom of movement campaign.
Just eat quietly. It's the news. We can see where Mum is.
Will Mummy be on the telly?
Scientists are meeting in Newcastle's Human Biology Centre to discuss the global threat of antimicrobial resistance. And rain fails to stop play at the North's.
That's where Mum is. Will we see her?
I hope not. I hope she's somewhere out of the rain.
That rain just kept on falling. It started soft and warm, but it got harder and colder as the day wore on. By the end of the afternoon, it was like a tropical downpour. It didn't stop the music, though. James Gresham was too canny for that. All of the stages were well protected from the weather. It was only when the talent had to run between the stages and their luxury Winnebagoes that they got a taste of the drenching that the audience were enduring. Me, I made sure I spent as much time as I could backstage, interviewing the stars, like Jezebel, that lovely American alt-folk band. They didn't seem to mind the weather.
That's what makes the hills so green, right? The rain? I love it. Where we're from, there's not a lot of green.
Apart from the golf courses. Man-made oasis in the Arizona desert.
Is this your first time in Northumberland?
First time outside of London. I can't believe how beautiful it is out here in the middle of nowhere. And somebody said you have great beaches, too.
Oh, we do? I hope you get the chance to see them.
I don't know. We're off to Mumbai on Monday.
No, Mumbai's Tuesday, Jess. Monday it's Dubai.
Whatever. We never get time to see places properly. Now, You have to recommend some real Northumberlandish food to us. When we come off after our set, we're always starving. Right, John?
Right, Jess. Can we get some kind of local specialty? You know, something hearty. Man food.
Well, it just so happens that you're very close to Sam's Sausage Sandwich Van, and everybody says he makes the best sausages in the Northeast. Lots of different flavour combinations. Connoisseurs say his pork and black pudding is heaven in a bun.
Black pudding? That doesn't sound very appetizing.
Trust me, it's gorgeous.
Well, we'll make sure to try it.
You won't regret it. Now, what can you tell me about the new album?
What we did, we took a fresh look at a bunch of traditional songs. We stripped them back, right back to the basic story, then reworked them in a contemporary context.
Like this.
Hi, love.
Hi, yeah.
You look never good.
Oh, I haven't stopped since I got here. A bit like the rain. How is your day been? How are the boys?
Yeah, I've had a good laugh. Went swimming after school. Played a bit of Minecraft after our tea. Went down no bother. Spark out now.
Oh, lucky them. I wish I was. This place is jumping.
Oh, I can imagine.
It's not just the music. For something that's supposed to be alternative, it's commercial as it gets. You can't move for stalls selling all sorts of tat, and there's wall-to-wall food stalls.
Hey, don't you mean fence to fence?
Oh, wrong, Mr. Smarty Pants. This isn't glass door, it's dry stone walls around here.
At least you'll not go hungry.
Oh, are you kidding? I've got too much respect for me guts to put most of that crap in me mouth. I tell you, Jamie, it almost makes me want to start eating meat again, because at least I know Sam and Lisa source all the meat ethically and they clean the kitchen down every night.
Well, you won't hear me and the kids complain if you do turn back to the dark side.
No, that's not going to happen. I learned too much about bad animal husbandry from the animal rights lot when I was working on that investigation about animal drug testing.
I remember the lectures.
It's the last proper story I did, before all me employers lost their appetite for serious news.
Enough of the seriousness, babe. Have you heard any good bands yet?
Well, I've hardly heard anything. I've been too busy doing interviews. I've got some decent stuff, though. Stuff I can sell.
My missus like that, mate. You're getting the sausage where you don't want it.
Sounds a bit lively, there.
Oh, no kidding. Listen, I've got to file some copy before I crash. I'll try FaceTiming you tomorrow, yeah?
Yes, Siobhan. Take care, so I hope you get some sleep.
All right.
Okay?
Uh-huh. I love you.
I love you,
babe. You. Bye.
Next morning, Lisa and Sam were up early, prepping for another busy day, stuffing sausages into sandwiches. I left them to it, heading out into the mud bath that used to be a field. In spite of the rain and the early hour, there were plenty of bodies lurching desperately towards the long line of portaloos. Some of them couldn't even make it, thrown up in the mud where they stood. Some were jumping the toilet queues, pushing people aside to dive into the noxious little cabins. I was even more grateful to Sam and Lisa for letting me share their van with its tiny toilet and shower. The morning after the night before wasn't a pretty sight. I was glad to escape into the press tent.
Just black, please. Thanks.
Oh, bloody hell, it's wet out there. A black, please, two sugars.
The sugar's right there.
Ah, yes, right. So it is. We spoke yesterday, didn't we?
That's right. Zoe Beck.
So, how's your solstice so far?
Interesting, but I'm always keen to get stories from behind the scenes. How's it going from your perspective?
Good, good. Yes, but are you enjoying the festival?
I reckon I'm enjoying it a lot more than some people I passed on the way here. Judging by the state of them, they'll not be enjoying much today.
Yeah, I'd say they may have enjoyed themselves a little too much yesterday. Some people never learn when to call it a day. But of course, we do factor that into our planning. Now, you'd be amazed how many things we have to take into consideration.
Huh? Amaze me.
Under this tree. Look, Tina, there's a bit of shelter. We're dead close to the toilets.
Oh, I feel really crap, Tim. That's four times I've had to run to the loo since I woke up. I feel like I've got nothing left inside, but my stomach's still really crumpy.
Do you think it's something you ate?
Well, you've had the same as me and you're okay.
Oh, maybe it's a bug. You know, there must be loads of germs doing the rounds here, and there's no way you can keep clean.
Oh, God. I'm going to be sick.
Oh, no. Oh, you set me off.
I can't help it.
Oh, my guts. Oh, it's like someone stabbed me. Oh, I need to go. Tina, I don't know if I can make it.
Amazing, right enough. So what's been the high point for you so far?
Well, I think that's still to come. Oh. The main stage tonight. I've been a fan since I was a teenager, if you can imagine that far back in history. Such an honour that they're reforming, especially for us.
Hey, you're the geezer in charge, right? She said, over there at the desk, you're the boss man.
Yes, I'm James Gresham. This is my farm, yes.
You got to get an ambulance. You got to get him to hospital.
What? Who are you talking about? What's happened?
Will Honeycomb.
He was on the Hadrian stage yesterday. He's one of the closing acts tomorrow.
Well, he won't be doing nothing tomorrow because he's dying. I think he's dying. He can't stop throwing up and he's got to run so bad he can't even make it to the bog. You got to do something, man.
Yeah, look, I'm sorry. What's your name?
Never mind my name. Well, it's Baz. Please, you got to help him.
Well, it sounds very alarming. Baz. But honestly, it's probably just a touch of food poisoning or a bug that's going the rounds. Or just a bit of overindulgence. So, before we start to press the panic button, let's see what the experts have to say.
No, you're not listening to me. He's got, like, a fever. I've never seen anybody that colour. He's, like, grey. He's really, really ill.
That sounds pretty bad to me.
Yes, and that's why we've got doctors on site. If, by any chance, it is as serious as you fear, Baz, we'll be on top of it, believe me. But until we know what's what, there's no need to alarm Will or anybody else with talk of hospitals and ambulances.
Yeah, you haven't seen him. It's scary, man.
What we're going to do, Baz, we'll get the duty doctor to pop over to your Winnie right now and take a look at Will. Make sure there's nothing serious going on. What do you say about that?
Yeah. I still think he should go to hospital.
Yes, well, we don't want to upset poor Will now, do we, eh? Let's leave it up to the medics. Come on. We'll get one of the girls to call them. There's no need for you to follow, Miss Beck. I'm sure there's nothing to report, but I'll make sure you're kept informed about poor old Will's progress. He's got a reputation for overindulgence, as Mr. Honeycomb. Really, I'm sure this is something and nothing.
And that was that? Nothing to see here. Look away now. And sure enough, whatever had laid Will Honeycomb low, it passed through his system fast enough for him to do his two numbers in the main stage closing session. He wasn't the only one who made a swift recovery. It did genuinely seem to be one of those 24-hour bugs, albeit a pretty grim 24 hours, that turned Solstice into a particularly revolting swamp. Nobody wanted to think about what they were tramping through by the end. I wasn't sorry to see the end of the festival. I was ready to go home. Everybody scattered to the four winds, mud on their boots and on the tents, and that was it for another year. So we thought.
They just came out of nowhere. I went to bed after the flight just like normal, and I woke up with this line of pinky purple blotches all down my arm.
I got them across my chest. It was like someone drew them on me.
And your ass.
Yeah, well.
Do they hurt you?
No, they're just ugly.
And weird.
Do they scratch?
You mean, do they itch? No, no pain, no irritation. Like I said, they just look ugly. And we have to perform on stage, we have to do interviews, pose for pictures, we have to look good.
Not like we got, you know, leprosy or something.
I do not think you have leprosy. Do you have any other illness in the past, a little bit?
What, you mean, like, lately, recently?
In last week, maybe.
We both had the runs.
Yeah, like it was food poisoning. We were at a festival in England. We were sick as dogs for, like, 24 hours, and then we were okay.
But that was nearly a week ago, and we're fine now.
Okay, I give you hydrocortisone. 2 times a day, you must rub it in over your skin. If you still have rash after 2 weeks, you need to come back.
We won't be in India. We're on tour. We'll be
in Spain. But they got doctors in Spain. Well, if we're still looking like we got the plague, we'll see someone there.
2 weeks? Shit, I can't go around looking like this. It's
It's okay for you. You can wear long sleeves and nobody pays attention.
You will be fine. Use the medication.
Sheesh.
Heaven knows I love them to bits, but my favourite bit of the day is when the school door shuts behind them.
I know what you mean. I'm still knackered after solstice.
Did it turn out well for you?
Aye, even with the rain, it was brilliant for us. We nearly doubled what we took last year. What about you?
Yeah, I managed to sell stuff all over the place. Radio, print, online. I've been invoicing like mad every spare minute since I got back. It's just dribs and drabs, but it all adds up.
Things still tight.
Jamie's not getting a lot of work, so yeah. Yeah, I've got to make every little scrap of gossip earn its keep. Hard scrabble, though.
I know what you mean. I've been carrying everything the past couple of days. Sam's been knocked sideways by some sort of stomach bug. But luckily, he's back on his feet this morning, like...
Oh, there was definitely something going around at solstice. Will Honeycomb nearly missed his set at the closing show. Food poisoning, I heard.
What? Nah, definitely wasn't food poisoning. Otherwise, how would people be getting sick days after they got home? No, it'd be some kind of virus. You know what it's like at these things? The hand sanitizers and the portaloos are empty by the end of day one and then nobody washes their hands. Maybe it's just something like norovirus or Legionnaire's disease.
Well, I've got nowt else on today. I might check it out. Put your mind at rest. It's the least I can do after you gave me a place to sleep at solstice, not to mention all the free childcare back when Jamie was still working.
That's what friends are for. Oh, speaking of which, can you do us a favour?
Uh-huh.
We've got a pitch at the Vintage Steam Rally at Druridge Bay on Sunday. Can I drop the bairns off for you?
Yep.
Only my mum's got to visit me auntie in the infirmary. They're doing a gallbladder on Friday.
Yeah, no bother. It keeps ours occupied. Fairview Surgery. Got ya. Dr. Helen Adamson.
Made you a brew. What are you doing?
I'm trying to track down the on-site medic from solstice.
Why?
There was a nasty bug doing the rounds there. Lisa says Sam's come down with it this week, so I took a look at Facebook and there seems to be a lot of it about. I thought I'd see if I could spin it into something I can flog to the local news.
Sounds like a bit of a stretch.
I tracked down the on-site doctor from the festival. She's a local GP, and since a lot of our patients will have been working at solstice, if there's something doing the rounds, chances are she'll have seen it up close and personal. Mm. Plus, Lisa is a bit twitchy because there's talk of food poisoning. If I can nail that rumour, it's the least I can do after all they've done for us. Oh, it's all I've got today, Jamie. It's all I've got.
I'm sorry.
I know. It's nobody's fault, Pet.
And I'm telling you, nobody sees Dr. Adamson without an appointment.
I only need a few minutes.
Not without an appointment.
So can I make an appointment?
Are you registered with the practice?
No, but I'm a visitor to the area and I need to see Dr. Adamson.
There's forms to fill in.
I can write. I just need an appointment with Dr. Adamson.
There you go. But you still won't be able to see Dr. Adamson.
Why not?
Because the surgery's fully booked. I can maybe squeeze you in with Dr. Gutt in an hour or so.
But I want to see Dr. Adamson.
As I said, it won't be possible.
Mrs. Doherty? Mrs. Mary Doherty?
Dr. Adamson?
Yes.
You can't do that. You can't.
I'm sorry to interrupt your surgery, Dr. Adamson.
You need to make an appointment.
Yeah, I've tried. Believe me, I have tried. Look, this is not a consultation. I'm a journalist. I need to speak to you about
something.
Yeah, it's a matter of public health. You don't want me to write that you're engaged in a cover-up, do you?
Cover-up?
Solstice, do you want to do this here in front of your patients?
I have no
idea. 5 minutes, that's all I need.
This is harassment. I'm calling the police.
There's no need for that. Come back at noon. I'll give you 5 minutes then.
But doctor...
It's all right, Peggy. Noon, all right?
Right.
Mrs. Doherty, do you want to follow me this way?
You've got a nerve marching into my waiting room and shouting about cover-ups.
I got your attention, which suggests to me there's something you're uncomfortable about.
You mentioned solstice. This better not be about Will Honeycomb, because that's covered by patient confidentiality, as you should know.
It wasn't just Will Honeycomb who was ill. A lot of people were sick at Solstice. They had the runs, they were thrown up, but they did recover pretty quickly.
That's right, some sort of 24-hour bug.
Not food poisoning, then?
If you mean salmonella, no. If they'd been hit by a strain of salmonella that virulent, it wouldn't have been out of their systems in 24 hours. It'll have been some other kind of gastric bug.
What kind of bug?
Impossible to say without sending samples to the lab, and I don't think anyone bothered with that, which is not about covering anything up, just that it wasn't anything particularly worrying.
If it wasn't food poisoning, how was it passed on?
It might have been transmitted via food, poor hygiene in the preparation and serving, or staff coughing all over the food.
Some people are saying it might be the norovirus.
No, noro is very contagious. In those conditions, the whole place would have been riddled with it in no time. And as with salmonella, it wouldn't have shot through so quickly. And none of this is any kind of cover-up.
There have been new victims over the past few days, people who were okay at Solstice, but then they've come down with the same 24-hour bug now. You must have seen patients like that. Yours is the only local GP practice. Half your patients were either working at Solstice or dancing around in the mud.
Sure, and not just them either. I've seen a couple of patients just this morning who weren't at Solstice but have the same symptoms, but that's not surprising. People incubate illnesses and pass them on at different rates. Individual immune systems vary tremendously, and some pathogens are hardier than others. Really, if you're trying to drum up some sort of story about a cover-up of an epidemic at Solstice, you're barking up the wrong tree. Because nobody's getting very ill at all, my dear.
So, right, they're sick for a day and a night, and then they're fine, whether they were at Solstice or not?
Pretty much.
What about the ones with the weird purple blotches on their arms and legs and faces?
What are you talking about?
I was sitting in your waiting room for an hour and a half. I saw half a dozen people with these odd skin eruptions. Little purple blotches, the size and shape of Skittles. The kids' sweets, obviously, not the pub game. And I asked a couple of them, casually, if they'd been to Solstice, and guess what? They'd not only been at Solstice, they've had the 24-hour bug, and now the skin's covered in weird blotches.
Again, not worrying. They don't itch, they don't hurt, they just look pretty unattractive. They don't fit any of the obvious diagnosis, so they might just be an unusual side effect of the sickness and diarrhea bug.
Are you doing any tests?
Not worth it. I sent them off with a prescription for hydrocortisone cream and instructions to come back if it hadn't cleared up in a fortnight. Chances are it'll just be a memory. It's not a cover-up. It's just an odd symptom that's not causing any physical distress.
Have you reported it to the authorities? Because if people not at Solstice are now...
How many ways do I have to say this? I'm not taking risks with public health. It's trivial. It's not a cover-up. It's not a story.
Okay. No. Sounds like it's not. Sorry, I've wasted your time.
Yeah, well, you can pay for the coffee.
It usually starts winding down around 5, so we should be back 7 at the latest.
Uh-huh, no problem. I'll give them the tea.
Champion. Thanks for saving our bacon.
Shouldn't that be sausages?
Ha ha, don't give up the day job, pet. Come over to us for a barbecue next Sunday. We'll make it up to you.
No need. You've done the same for us often enough, but well, thanks. We'll look forward to that. One thing before you go, Sam. You know, you got sick after Solstice. Did you get, like, a rash?
Not that I noticed. Why? Is there something else doing the rounds?
It sounds like it. But at least it's not food poisoning, because people who weren't even at Solstice are coming down with it. If you hear anything, let us know.
Aye, of course. I'll see you later.
See ya. Right, you lot. Who wants to go down the park?
Me. I want to go to the park.
Zoe says there's some other kind of bug going the rounds of people who were at Solstice.
What, as well as the food poisoning?
Don't even joke about food poisoning, Lisa. Zoe says other people are getting sick. People who weren't anywhere near Solstice.
It wasn't food poisoning, Sam. Zoe's already told us. The doctor said it was a bug.
All the same, I'm going over to Meredith tomorrow. It's been a while since I sat down with them. I need to be sure all the meat they're supplying us with is properly sourced.
If this solstice thing turns out to be food-related after all, we need to be clean.
Oh, you're overreacting. You always do.
Better safe than sorry. If anybody points a finger at us, I want to be able to say you've got the wrong man, son.
Fine, if it makes you happy, you're way over to Corbridge and talk to Sonny Meredith. Are you going up the A1 or the Coast Road?
How many times do I have to tell you, Sam?
I'm determined to convert you, Zoe. You don't know what you're missing. My bangers are the best in the northeast.
I believe you. I know all your meat is organic and humanely farmed. You told me time and time again when I was doing that experimental animal welfare investigation last year. But I still don't want to eat anything that has a face.
Keep telling her, Sam. She don't know what she's missing. 3 burgers, please, for me and my red-blooded lads.
I'll outlive the lot of you. While your arteries are silting up with saturated fat, I'll be running around like a spring chicken.
There you go, 3 helpings of artery fur. Oh. Zoe, at least has put up a couple of pizzas in the kitchen for you veggies.
Later, babe. Mwah.
Before you get your pizza, there's something I wanted to ask you about.
What's that?
It's probably nothing. I went out to see my meat supplier last week and we went through all the stuff that I buy. Mm-hmm. And he showed me all the invoices of where it comes from. I've been to most of those farms and they've got really high standards of animal husbandry, you know?
Yeah, I understand, Sam.
I know, Pet, but the thing is, when I was leaving, a big wagon pulled into the yard with a logo I didn't recognise. And I thought I knew all of Sonny Meredith's suppliers, but I'd never seen that name before. Alan Valley Farms. So when I got home, I googled it and nothing showed up.
Oh, that is odd.
I thought so too, so how would I go about finding out more about them if they're not on the internet?
I could do a bit of digging. You'd be amazed what you can find when you know where and how to look, and you know how good I am at finding where the bodies are buried.
Oh, turn it off, Baz. My head's banging. Oh, I feel like death.
Yeah, you don't look too great either. Got a funny yellow colour. Here, let me feel your head. Oh, bloody hell, Will, you're on fire. Your forehead's like a fizzing furnace.
Give me some more of them drugs the doctor gave us.
Oh, they're finished, Will. You've gone through the old packing like half the time they were supposed to last.
Oh, you'll have to get me some more. My whole body's aching. My guts keep cramping, but there's nothing left to come out.
Well, I'll phone the doctor. Yeah. Hey, God, you still got a bit of strength in them hands.
I'm scared, Baz. I've had bad mornings. Bad nights before, but never anything like this.
No, you'll be fine, Will. Before you know it, you'll be right as rain.
Get the doctor, Baz. Please.
Step away from the burgers, lads. Mum's got pizza.
I want a burger.
Oh, but you love this pizza. I promise.
It's got mushroom and peppers on
it. Is your mother trying to get us to turn veggie like her?
Come here. It's not. Sam just told me he thinks his supplier's into something dodgy.
Really?
Yes.
Well, it's not just you being biased.
Yes, really. Oh, the first one to finish his pizza gets extra ice cream.
Now you're talking. Bin the burgers, lads. Let's get scoffing.
It felt like a bit of a treat to be poking around the online records from Company's House. A flashback to the old me, when news desks wanted stories that mattered, not just celebrity gossip and thin-skinned politicians with their alternative facts. It wasn't hard to track down Alan Valley Farms if you knew where to look, which I certainly did. I found the details of the company and its shareholders, 2 levels down from a parent holding company, not exactly hidden, but not in plain sight either. They weren't even based in the rural wildness of the Alan Valley, but on the outskirts of Ashington, a former mining town, still on its uppers 30 years after the pits closed. It wasn't the sort of location I associated with organic farming, but I was willing to be proved wrong.
Can I help you?
I'm looking for the manager.
That's me.
My name's Zoe Beck. And you are...
Josef Novak, what can I do for you?
I'm opening a burger joint. I want the best quality meat in the northeast, and I understand you're one of Sonny Meredith's key suppliers, and I hope...
Well, he told you that?
Well,
it. It's not exactly a secret, is it?
What do you want here?
I hoped you might be able to give me a tour of the place, take me through your production process.
No, this is private property. We are a working farm, not a tourist attraction.
Looks more like a factory than a working farm to me. All those sheds, not an animal in sight.
Everything we do here is proper. We have regular inspections and a dedicated veterinary team. But we are not set up to take people like you inside our operation. So please, you will go now.
Well, you couldn't just walk me through it, the scale of your operation. You know, what you actually do here.
Well, it's company policy. I have nothing to say.
As I was leaving, the sliding door on one of the long sheds rolled open. Novak ran over, waving his arms and shouting, but before the door closed again, I saw a warren of tiny pens filled with massively fat pigs, no room to lie down or turn around. I caught sight of one of them biting the metal bars of its pen. I wound my window down and caught a draft of stink that made me gag. Whatever was going on at Allen Valley Farms, I didn't think was very organic. A couple of miles down the road, I found the journalist's friend, a pub with a barman whose tongue grew loose at the prospect of a purple portrait of the Queen.
At the start?
Yeah, a bunch of them. More or less regulars, like.
But not anymore?
Oh, not since that business up at the hospital.
Remind me, business up at the hospital?
Well, when they discovered the waste was leaking. All sorts of crap getting into the water table and the soil. Some of my other regulars, they started taking the piss out of the lads from the piggery. Frankenfurters, they started calling them.
That's harsh.
Well, to tell you the truth, it was like some of the locals had just been waiting for the chance to get into their ribs. Nobody likes the idea of what goes on up there. You know, you don't have to be an animal rights nutter to know that that's not how animals are supposed to live.
What do you mean?
Well, they're all crammed in together like commuters on the tube. It's not right.
Not healthy either, I'd have thought.
But the local vet, he won't touch them with a barge pole. They've got their own tame veterinary. And it stinks to high heaven when the wind's in the east. You sometimes get a whiff.
I suppose it provides jobs.
Not so you'd notice. They're all Eastern Europeans up there, working for buttons. Helps them keep a lid on what's going on behind closed doors. I tell you, you wouldn't catch me eating meat that had come from their local butcher. That's where I go.
Only he'd have no way of knowing where his local butcher got his meat from. I was getting answers to my questions, but they weren't comfortable ones. And meanwhile, back on James Gresham's farm, his well-scrubbed rare-breed pigs had been turned back out into the same fields where the festival crowds had been puking. And worse. The local crows were out in force too, feasting on whatever leftovers make a meal at the bottom of the food chain, and some of those crows ended up as roadkill, only to be eaten by other crows. Whatever grabbed a toehold at Solstice was spreading out like ripples from a stone thrown into a pond, but more than spreading, it was adapting. Doctors like Helen Adamson might not want to acknowledge there was anything strange going on, but finally, the media was starting to pay attention.
Reports are coming in of a mystery bug that has struck down several prominent rock stars as well as audience members at a recent music festival. The symptoms include gastric problems, followed by skin lesions that weep and bleed, leading to septic shock. Among those who have been hospitalized are Will Honeycomb and American folk rockers Jezebel. The common factor seems to be Solstice, the Northumberland festival that took place last month.
Right, so where we're up to, Steve, is Will Honeycomb died overnight and Jess from Jezebel is on the critical list. There are 17 other people dead who were at Solstice, but crucially, plenty of other people are getting sick who weren't there, and the drugs don't seem to be working. This bug is on the rampage.
I think you're getting a bit carried away, Zoe. It's not some horrible bug that some people can't shake off. It's not Ebola, for God's sake.
People are dying, Steve.
Yeah, people die of the flu every winter. That isn't even a down-page filler anymore. There is one thing, though. I've got a mate at the Human Biology Centre. He does epidemiology, which, frankly, is not something I've ever given much headspace to, but Now that people are dying, his lot are taking a look at where all this started.
Solstice, obviously.
Aye, obviously. But as far as they can work out, there is one fast food stall that served either everybody that's died so far or else the person they were with at Solstice. And this is Copper Bottom, Zoe.
What?
You're not going to like this. All the indications are that the source was Sam's sausage sandwiches.
No.
I'm sorry.
No, he's so meticulous, Steve.
Yeah, he may be, but I've got a tip that they're going to shut him down. And I need you around there for the inside story. So get your skates on, Zoe.
They're me friends, Steve.
Aye, and that's exactly why you need to be there. Everybody's going to be out for their blood. They'll eat them alive. But you can get in on the inside. Give them a voice.
Do me a favour. Don't treat me like I came up the tyne on a bike. You want me to stitch up me friends?
I thought you wanted to get at the truth, Zoe. There are no friends in this business. And if you don't want the work...
You can't do this. This is our livelihood.
I've got the paperwork here, Mrs. Shaw. Until we can be sure you're not...
You've got no evidence. This is fascism.
Lisa, the man's just...
Don't tell me he's just doing his job, Sam. This is our life, this business. They can't do this. Oh, thank God. So we get in here. This bloody job's worth trying to blame us for all them people dying.
Yeah, and you are?
Zoe Beck. I'm a journalist.
Oh, well, then I'm going to have to ask you to leave. We have a warrant to seal these premises subject to public health investigations.
You've got to do something, Zoe. We're getting stuffed here.
The last thing you want to do is to make a song and dance about this, Mr. Shaw, because we have good reason to believe that your business is the source of an infection that's claimed over 20 lives so far. You could be facing a major prosecution down the line.
This is total bollocks. Blame the little guy. That's what this is. It's going to be like that whole horse meat and the lasagna thing. It's the big lads that cut corners, not the legs of us. I'm not going to let you do this.
Get off,
Lisa, get off.
I'll kill him! That's what I'll do!
Look, I've got police officers outside. You're going to regret this, Mrs. Shaw.
Leave him, Lisa, leave him. It's not worth it. I'm on this. I won't let them put you in the pillory.
I was lying, of course. There was nothing I could really do. And things soon got a lot worse for Sam and Lisa.
It said so on the local news. This so-called mystery bug killing more people every day, and that shop still standing there like a slap in the face.
I should have arrested them, that Sam and Lisa, the murderers. Good as.
Ah, you're right. They're the ones to blame. Ground Zero, Evening Paper's calling it.
Aye, Zero's what the police have done about it. Poor Will Nicholm. I loved his music, and now he's dead because of their dirty shop.
Aye, well, I'm not going to sit here and do nothing. Who's with me?
What are you going to do?
I'm going to make sure they don't bloody infect anyone else.
Yeah, that's right. Let's bloody show.
They burned Sam's shop to the ground. Nobody was arrested or even seriously questioned. When I pushed them, the police just shrugged it off. Not a priority. And Sam and Lisa were long gone. We had no idea where. They just took the caravan and the kids and disappeared. Suddenly, the story wasn't me trying to clear my best friends. It felt like I'd sleepwalked straight into something much more scary.
Zoe was played by Gina McKee, Sam by Nitin Kundra, and Asma by Chetna Pandya. The Health Minister was played by Jonathan Keeble, Cheryl by Emily Peton, the Home Secretary by Conrad Nelson, and Jürgen and the Prime Minister by Malcolm Raban. All other parts were played by members of the cast. Resistance was written by Val McDermott, developed through Wellcome Trust Experimental Stories in collaboration with Professor Christopher Dowson, and directed in Salford by Susan Roberts.
The story continues next week as the disease continues to spread. But how is it being transmitted? air, water, food, or even all three? Well, one thing is for sure.
Этот парень был из тех, кто просто любит жизнь. Любит праздники и громкий смех, пыль дорог и ветра свист. Он был везде и всегда своим влюблял в себя целый свет. И гнал свой байк, а не лимузин, таких друзей больше нет. Он танцевал как бог, но зато менялся на глазах, только вспомнит шум дорог. Все, что имел, тут же тратил и за порог сделал шаг. Мой друг давал команду братьям, вверх поднимая кулак. Летящий вдаль, вдаль, ангел. Ты летящий вдаль, вдаль, ангел. Ты один друг за друг, друг на все времена. Немного таких среди нас. Ты летящий вдаль, беспечный ангел. Под гитарный жесткий рок, который так любил. На Харлее он домчать нас мог до небес и звезд любых. Но он исчез, и никто не знал, куда теперь мчит его байк. Один бродяга нам сказал, что он отправился в рай. Летящий вдаль, вдаль, ангел. И летящий вдаль, вдаль, ангел. Но стал союзником рая в ту ночь против тебя одного. И летящий вдаль, беспечный ангел. Летящий вдаль, вдаль, ангел. И летящий вдаль, беспечный ангел.
Et quand je donne ma langue au chat, je vois.